קטע מספר אחת.
Let's read.
על ידי הערבות. שזהו בחינת...
Excerpt number one. Precisely through Arvut, when all are regarded as one, precisely by this, they can observe the Torah. Since the essence of love and unity is in the desire, when each one is pleased with his friend, there is no disparity of desire between them, and they're all included in one desire. By this, they are incorporated in the upper desire, which is the end goal of the unity.
Moshe.
Excerpt number two. With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself in the fullest measure, and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body. As he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him.
זה דבר מאוד מאוד מוזר מה שכתוב כאן.
משה.
האדם יש לו
Excerpt number
3. שלעצמו
One must always pray for his friend, as one cannot do much for himself, for one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. But when asking for his friend, he is answered quickly. Therefore, each one should pray for his friend, and thus each works on the other's desire until all of them are answered. Aravim, responsible for one another, where arevim means sweetness, as they sweeten for each other by the prayers they pray for one another, and by this they are answered. Again, one must always pray for his friend, as one cannot do much for himself, for one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. But when asking for his friend, he is answered quickly. Therefore, each one should pray for his friend, and thus each works on the other's desire, until all of them are answered. Arevim, responsible, but also meaning sweet, for one another, where Arevim means sweetness, as they sweeten for each other by the prayers they pray for one another, and by this they are answered.
We
can say even more than Moshe. Excerpt number four. Israel are responsible for one another, both on the positive side and on the negative side. On the positive side, if they keep the arvut to the point that each one cares and satisfies the needs of his friends, they can fully observe the Torah and mitzvot, meaning to bring contentment to their maker. On the negative side, if a part of the nation does not want to keep the arvut, but to wallow in self-love, they cause the rest of the nation to remain immersed in their filth and lowliness without finding a way out of their filth. Excerpt number five. The Tana described the Arvut as two people who were on a boat. One of them began to drill a hole in the boat. His friend said, "Why are you drilling?" He replied, "Why should you mind? I'm drilling under me, not under you." So he replied, "Fool, we'll both drown together in the boat."
Excerpt
number 6. It is written, "And the people encamped as one man with one heart." This means that all had one goal, which is to benefit the Creator. We should understand how they could be as one man with one heart, since we know what our sages said. As their faces are not similar to one another, their views are not similar to one another. So how could they be as one man with one heart? Answer. If we are saying that each one cares for himself, it is impossible to be as one man, since they're not similar to one another. However, if they all annul their selves and worry only about the benefit of the Creator, they have no individual views, since the individuals have all been cancelled and have entered the single authority.
Excerpt number
8. Number 7. There is a special power in the adhesion of friends, since views and thoughts pass from one to the other through the adhesion between them. Each is mingled with the power of the other, and by that, each person in the group has the power of the entire society. For this reason, although each person is an individual, he has the power of the entire group.
Moshe.
Excerpt number 8. It is impossible to receive the influence of the society if he's not attached to the society, meaning if he does not appreciate them. To that extent that he does, he can receive from them the influence without any work, simply by adhering to the society. Again.
Moshe.
Excerpt number 9. If one does not have any desire or craving for spirituality, if he is among people who have a desire and craving for spirituality, if he likes these people, he too will take their strength to prevail and their desires and aspirations, although by his own quality, he does not have these desires and cravings and the power to overcome. But according to the grace and the importance he ascribes to these people, he will receive new powers.
Again.
We're in excerpt number 10. You are all beautiful, my wife. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, to be completed, and the rest of the souls must connect to her and all become one in her. At that time, the Shekhinah, divinity, illuminates in a great correction. And then you are all beautiful, my wife, and no flaw is left in her. Since by the force of Arvut, mutual guarantee, each one corrects for the other, and thus everything is corrected.